It was very quiet while we thought about that. Something in how Holly had said it, something about the hopeless finality of it. Eerie. I caught myself staring out the window overlooking the main lab, the black suit propped into a sitting position alongside the main console. A menacing sight, sitting there just so. Menacing and sinister, and... I tore my gaze away, shoving such thoughts roughly back into the shadows where they belonged. I cleared my throat. "Well, I can see why you're stuck, Hal."
"Oh, we're not stuck," he jumped to add.
"But if you don't have any way to turn down the gain..."
"We don't need to turn it down. There's another way to reduce the intensity."
He glanced quickly at Laia, who met his gaze briefly, then looked away.
"A way to have it, in fact."
"What's that?" I asked, stepping into it. They exchanged glances again. Holly made a determined effort to sit up straight and look me in the eye.
"By adding another helmet and another experimentor."
My mouth fell open. I closed it. So that was it. I was too stunned to do much more than nod through the following offer. That and stare back and forth between their two intent faces while they fell all over one another in their efforts to assure me that there was no reason to suspect that there would be any danger involved. Ha! There was more of the assurances, and then came the part about the great strides that could be made with such an experiment, reminding me that I had expressed interest in helping and how this would certainly be of more help than anything else I could do. Oh, yes, there was a mention of payment from the extensive fleet funding. So, could I think about it tonight, and then let's talk again in the morning? I said I would think about it. Holly couldn't let it be. He talked about how he thought he had hit on something terribly important, something he couldn't explain altogether, but something I would certainly understand when, that is, if I decided to take part, and how he would especially like to have me, and only me, in on this, how he'd like to keep this experiment just among the three of us, rather than involve others from the project. Then more assurances. I said I would think about it. Lai insisted on walking me to the seal. Still more assurances, to start. Then Honey Bull. The tone of voice with its quiet intensity, its brave conviction, and that look of, "Oh, I know I can trust you, Jack. You're so strong. Where else can we turn?" Complete with the soft pressure of her hand on the crook of my arm. And, incredibly, batting eyelashes. It was exactly the same crap she had used so effectively on me the day of the picnic. Except then she had believed it. She had known what she was doing was right, had known her concern for Holly was justified, had known my warmth for him was genuine and appropriate to call upon. She had known she was doing the right thing. Further, she had known what she was urging me to do was equally right. This time she knew no such thing. She was lying with each and every well-chosen word. "Why me?" I kept thinking. Maybe it was the Jack Crow bit. Maybe she thought that I could just dive through the wiring feeds running between us and snatch Holly by the scruff of the cerebellum and haul him out of a tight spot. Or maybe she just didn't want the other project people involved on Sanction to know what a mad hatter her man had become.